With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Many Democrats are blaming President Biden for their party's big loss in the presidential race last week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that.
In the days since Donald Trump's comeback victory, Democrats have been pointing fingers at Joe Biden. Some of the vice president's backers are expressing frustration with his decision to remain in the race until midsummer, despite his unpopularity and voter concerns about his age. When Biden withdrew, it left Vice President Kamala Harris with only 107 days to try and win the presidency. Former 2020 presidential candidate Andrew Yang wasn't shy in assessing blame. He said the biggest onus of this loss is on President Biden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street gets back to work tomorrow on the heels of a powerful election week rally ignited by the prospect of a second Trump presidency.
Mr. Trump's pending return to the White House has investors anticipating lower taxes and deregulation. The market also welcomed the convincing nature of the Trump victory, putting to rest fears of a long, drawn-out process before the race was finally settled. The Dow and the S&P gained more than 4.5% on the week, while the NASDAQ advanced almost 6%. For the Dow and the S&P, last week brought the largest single-day percentage gain in 2 years. Rich Thomason reporting.
The government's Highway Safety Agency says Tesla is telling drivers in public statements that its vehicles can drive themselves. That conflicts with owner's manuals that say the vehicles really can't do that. They need human supervision. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration asking the company to make sure its messages are consistent. Opponents of offshore wind energy projects expect President-elect Donald Trump to kill an industry he's vowed to end on the first day he returns to the White House. Whether he will succeed is unclear. This is SRN News. It's not illegal to talk about your faith in the workplace, but many Americans are hesitant to do so. According to a new poll, 9% of evangelical Protestants, 15% of mainline Protestants, and 13% of Catholics say they, quote, conceal their religious beliefs at work for fear of others' perceptions. 19% of Jewish workers also do this. But the survey also finds a lot of religious Americans believe that their faith has to be a part of their working day, and that they have a responsibility to tell others if they have a reasonable opportunity to do so. American Airlines says it will extend its ban on flights to Israel until September of next year, and experts say other major U.S. carriers will probably follow suit. The decision stems from security concerns surrounding the ongoing war in Gaza, but it will likely hurt the Israeli economy. Tourism is an important income stream for the Jewish state, and if big airlines won't fly there, a lot of Americans will have to put off trips. This is SRN News. The Boy Scouts art collection will help pay abuse survivors.
Expensive and precious artwork belonging to the Boy Scouts of America, including some paintings by Norman Rockwell, will go up for auction to help compensate tens of thousands of people, mainly men, who were sexually abused while boys in the scouting program. The auction begins Friday with more than 24 works, the beginning of the expected sale of over 300 pieces in the coming years. I'm Julie Walker.
Tourists in Rome will not be allowed to toss coins over their shoulders into the Trevi Fountain for a while, though an elevated walkway now gives limited access to the monument. Maintenance work is the problem. Rome Mayor Roberto Galtieri inaugurated the steel walkway yesterday, saying it will provide tourists with a close-up view of the fountain while the work goes on. City lore has it that tossing a coin in will get you a return trip to Rome. This is SRN News.